People looking to buy their first home have plenty of incentives right now. Home prices are down, mortgage rates are low, and new federal tax credits passed earlier this year are designed to stimulate the housing market. Industry officials expect these credits to bring 300,000 additional first-time buyers into the market this year. In the latest installment of our series, Kitchen Table Conversations, Sarah McCammon of NET Radio in Nebraska reports on one young family that's found the timing just right.
Matt and Andrea Mueller have their work cut out for them. The young couple is preparing to move into their first house, a three-bedroom ranch they've just bought in a newer neighborhood on the north side of Lincoln.
There we go.
Matt tugs the plastic wrapper off a large cardboard box that holds a new ivory-colored living room chair. Andrea helps steady the box with one arm. In the other, she holds their sleeping four-week-old baby boy.
I was due on March 12th, and we actually closed on our house on March 12th because I was running a little late. So paperwork and everything was filed by that Friday, and I gave birth to Braylon on Monday. So I was overdue, and yet we were in the house painting as a family and had all the parents in, and it was pretty busy and pretty stressful, but it worked out really well.
Things have also worked out well financially for the Muellers. They got a 4.75% interest rate on their home loan and qualified for the $8,000 federal tax credit for first-time buyers. Matt, a 25-year-old software engineer, says they also lucked out on the price, paying just $155,000 for the foreclosed home, which was appraised at $190,000.
Yeah, well, with getting the foreclosed house, the nice thing, looking at the stimulus money coming in, we could put a larger down payment down and then still know we were going to have a significant amount of money in savings and also coming in from the stimulus to design the house and get it set up exactly how we want it from the beginning.
Andrea Mueller, who's 26, is on maternity leave from her job as a second grade teacher. The couple looked at some homes last year, but decided to wait and save up more money. But by this winter, Andrea says they had several reasons to start looking again.
The prices were coming down a little bit more into our range and worked better for us. So we just kind of got the itch, especially with being pregnant with Braylon and wanting to move into a house.
Their realtor, Kevin Berkland, says he thinks the first-time buyer tax credit is working. Since it was passed, Berkland says he's seen more prospective buyers go from casually looking at homes to thinking seriously about buying.
You know, and you can just tell a difference. And they're looking to see if their furniture will fit and if they can have their family room in the basement like they want, you know, and things like that.
Back at the Mueller's house, Matt finishes unpacking and setting up the new chair. Andrea sits down and talks softly to her still sleepy newborn.
That's going to fit us nicely.
The Muellers are now trying to complete their move out of their rented townhouse and into this new home that the tax credit helped them buy. For Andrea Mueller, it offers a number of pluses. Key among them is the chance for her to move her new baby boy out of her bedroom and into his own. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Lincoln, Nebraska.